Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. So today, this is part two. Did I even mention that last week? Oh, flip, I probably forgot to even mention it. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But last week was part one. So last week was about allow yourself to be a different person in any different situation. So allow yourself to be a different version of yourself in different situations. So this one is leading on from part one. This is part two. And this is how to turn on your mind switch. So how to turn on your mind switch. So before I get into this, by the way, this will be a good one. I said it last week, I'll say it again. If you haven't, between the last one and this one, if you've listened to the last one, you've listened to this podcast and you haven't given me a like or given me a review or given me a testimonial or given me a share or contacted me in some shape or form, you're a very bad person. So you need to do that right now or after you listen to the podcast, of course. So all input helps. I need all input, obviously, to grow this channel and keep delivering the content that I'm doing, which is why we're now doing two a week. So there is the Friday Blitz will come out every Friday, and this podcast will be out every Wednesday. So thank you for that. By the way, I do answer all communications. So if you send me a message, if you send me an email, if you contact me on Instagram, Facebook, I will absolutely contact you back. So I appreciate it. Negative, positive, it's all super. It's all good. Right. So onto the task at hand. How to turn on your mind switch. So what the hell are you talking about, Robert? Well, basically, your mind switch is if you're going into a situation, something that makes you nervous, something that could give you a lot of fear, how do you get your mind focused so that you don't actually freeze and just stand there and freeze? So this happens in fighting a lot. There are reports of people being very highly trained martial artists, having black belts, having plenty of competitive experience, and then being in a self-defense situation, for example, because they weren't aware of what was going to happen. They were caught by surprise and freezing. Bang! Switch is turned off, and they're incapable of turning on that mind switch to be able to deal with the situation. So this is a flaw with mindset, and it's a flaw with training. Being able to turn on your mind switch is very important for business, for work, and for any kind of major decision in your life. A lot of people, sports people specifically, struggle with this one. So a lot of psychologists will teach sports people an actual physical trigger to turn on their mind switch to be able to get their mind into the exact mindset that they need to be able to perform at their highest ability. So the physical trigger is generally matched with an affirmation of I am prepared, something like that. I am ready, I am the best, or I am amazing, or I am, you know, a very physical person. I don't know, whatever. Whatever affirmation works for you, it can be attached to. It could be something like tapping your leg 3 times, tapping your heart twice, hitting your temple, anything at all. It could be whatever helps you, whatever physical trigger. I don't use it. This is not, if it works for you, absolutely you fire away and you do that. I don't use it, never really worked for me, and I probably didn't really give it too much of a shot because I felt I didn't need it and I felt it didn't work for me. But if you need a physical trigger, by all means, I just find that it leads into superstition. Tapping your foot 3 times or doing whatever, it leads to superstition, wearing your correct, and I'm not really a superstitious person, so I try to kind of avoid that. So Mine is even easier. I literally just decide in my head, now is the time to go. And you will have the ability to do that as well. So if you listen to last week's one, which was how to be a different person in different situations, or allow yourself to be a different person in different situations, it goes from that. It's allowing yourself to turn on your switch. So when we're training, even though it's kickboxing, it's a Western martial art, we always bow in at the start of our training and we bow in at the end of our training. And it's not a religious thing. Yes, it's a respect thing with the same equivalent of a handshake. But more important than a handshake It probably is our physical trigger, even though I've just said I don't really use physical triggers. I meant for when I'm in the cage or I'm in the ring and I'm about to fight and I need that kind of a mental switch to turn on that mind switch. I don't use physical triggers. But in training, the bowing in is turning on the switch and allowing yourself to do things that wouldn't be acceptable in everyday world. And the bowing out is to remember to turn off that switch. And a part of that is to get you used to turning the switch on in your mind. So I personally don't need the physical trigger, but if you do, you fire away. So for me, I literally see a switch in my head, turn it on, it's time to go. It's on time. So this can go for if you're an actor and you're about to do a performance. If you're entering a room, going into a job interview, it's go time, it's show time. Allow yourself to be that different person that I already mentioned. This is the podcast from last week. And turn on that switch in your mind so that the best side of you is going to go forward. Sure, you're going to be nervous. Of course, you're going to be nervous. Of course, you're going to be fearful. If you weren't, you wouldn't need to turn on your mind switch. You could just handle it with your everyday frame of mind. You need to quieten down your conscious thought and you need to fire forward. Once you've done your due diligence, you've done your homework, you've done your overthinking, you've done your analytical strategy, you've broken things down, you've overthought about everything, and it's the time, and you've made your decision, at that stage, you need to turn on the switch and just progress forward. If you don't, you'll be stuck in the analysis paralysis, which I talked about in a previous podcast. So you need to turn on your mind switch. So when you're in a situation, self-defense situation, a competitive situation, a sporting endeavor, absolutely anything, you need to see in your mind a switch so and turn on that switch so that you can activate a higher version of yourself. Now, you need to have faith in human biology. We are hardwired to work well under pressure. You need to understand that. If you weren't, you wouldn't be listening to this now because you wouldn't be alive. You have survived everything in your life so far. You will continue to survive whatever large goal or whatever it is that's actually making you nervous at this particular moment in time. You will get through it. You will survive. So that should give you the confidence to be able to turn on the switch in your mind, follow forward, go straight into it. Once you've done all your homework, and deal with whatever situation as best you can. And you'll actually amaze yourself at how well you will do as long as you allow yourself to do it and you don't physically freeze and physically tense and forget to turn on the switch in your mind. So I hope that helps you, whatever your goals are. And if you have goals and plans that are making you nervous, good. That's what's supposed to happen. If you're somebody that wants more success in your life, if you're not, that's great. I'm delighted for you, but this is the wrong podcast for you. You need to listen to the Contentment and I'm Already Happy podcast and I don't need anything else in my life. But if you're someone that strives for more success and wants more and wants to achieve more, wants to do more, or wants to make life a little bit better for yourself or your loved ones, then being able to turn on the switch and doing things that make you nervous and doing things that will get the butterflies in the stomach going and the fear going, it is something that will never go away, but you will have to learn how to manage it. And one of the ways of managing it is when all the talking is done and all the planning is done, it's time to make the decision and fire on. Not half committed, not half-hearted, but and not setting yourself up so that the common one is half doing it. So if you do fail, you can go, well, I didn't really try anyway. That's one of the worst ones ever. Absolutely give it your best shot. If you fail, you fail. But if you turn on the switch, it's less likely. And you go forward into it once you've made your decision, it's a hell of a lot less likely that you're going to fail. So I hope this helps you. If it does or if it doesn't, if you think I'm talking completely out of my hat, please message me. Tell me what you think. Criticisms, anything. I appreciate all input. I appreciate all comments, reviews, testimonials, likes, shares, everything. Appreciate it. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.